The RCAF Foundation presents Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. Stories based on actual events from a century of history in the RCAF. Episode 1, Mercy Flight.
We might as well settle in for the day, Annie. It's a blizzard out there. I can't see across the street. Murphy's corner store is shut down. He gave up trying to shovel. Said it's only going to get worse.
Why don't you turn the radio on, Albert? Let's hear what they're saying. And don't you walk in here looking like a snowman tracking in all
the... Yes, dear. I'm leaving it all by the door.
Tea's ready.
I'll turn on the radio. I wonder if we can even get a signal in this storm. Come on and sit down. The Sally Ann Band is on. You want to play some cards?
Be right there, love. Just pouring the tea.
That was the Salvation Army Band playing their rendition of Old Western Road on Radio CJCA Edmonton. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a message from our newsroom. A terrifying story from the skies. An outbreak of diphtheria has been discovered in the northern and remote community of Fort Vermilion. This deadly disease spreads quickly, and without the vaccine, the lives of every single person in this community are in peril. Alberta's deputy health minister turned to our famous and intrepid bush pilot, Wat May, to fly in the vaccine. This morning, January 2nd, pilots Wat May and Vic Horner took off from Edmonton, flying directly into the face of the blizzard.
Wat May? Say, isn't that the Barnstormer pilot we saw doing tricks at the fair last year? Remember, Albert? He flew so low, your hat blew right off your head.
Oh, he's not just a Barnstormer, Annie. You know something? He was in a dogfight with the Red Baron himself. It's true. He's a war hero. He's a fighter ace.
The pilots departed in an open cockpit aeroplane. Ladies and gentlemen, an aeroplane which, we have been informed, hasn't the power to make this sort of flight. Can they? Will they survive against these terrifying odds and rescue the poor souls of Fort Vermilion from disease? We promise that we will bring you updates as we follow this perilous mission of mercy in the face of an horrendous storm.
I can't see a bloody thing, Wap. The snow is blinding.
It's nothing but white. Hang on, Vic. We're hitting the gale wind now.
Dials are freezing over.
As long as the vaccine stays warm. If it freezes, it's done for. Is the coal heater... is it still warm?
Yes. Vaccine's all wrapped in the blanket.
Vic.
It's fine back there.
Vic!
What?
I'm going to need you to move my hand.
Your hand?
My hand. It's frozen in place on the yoke.
I got it, Wap.
Ugh. All right. Now, there, look hard. Can you just see the southern shore, right there? That's Lesser Slave Lake. Now, we can't navigate this wall of ice up here, so we're going to have to drop down.
You want to fly low? This isn't the Edmonton Fair, Wap.
Trust me, and hang on.
You are listening to CJCA Edmonton and our continuing live updates of the terror in the sky as we wait with bated breath and pray for the safe arrival of Wat May and Vic Horner to Fort Vermilion on a mercy mission to stop a deadly outbreak of diphtheria. Now, we have been informed just this very afternoon that our heroes have encountered severe distress. Distress that has endangered not only their own lives, but the lives of those waiting so desperately for the vaccine.
Hang on, Vic. Hard left. Gotta fight this wind.
Wap, do you smell that? Is that smoke?
Smoke.
Smoke, Wap, smoke.
I see it now. Where's it coming from?
The back. Hang on.
Engine? Is it the engine?
Baggage compartments.
We have to land right now. No choice. Let's bring her down.
Smoke's getting heavy. God save us. There could be damage.
What kind of damage?
Can't see. Too much smoke.
Engine's still running.
For now, Wop. We might have minutes. Seconds.
I'm not letting us burst into flames. We're going to land. Come on, Vic. Easy now, Vic. Not too steep. We lose the vaccine, this will all have been for nothing. I'm gonna try to set her down just ahead.
Wait. See that snow blowing just past the tree line? That crosswind is gonna make for a tricky touchdown.
I see it. Hang on, Vic. And let's just hope the wheels don't snap off. Baggage compartment's open. The smoke, bloody hell. The vaccine blanket is on fire. The charcoal must have sparked. Hurry, let's get this thing out of here. The heater is ruined. Here, take the vaccine vials.
The vaccine? It'll freeze without the heat. We can't lose it. Lives are counting on it.
I know. We're going to keep them warm ourselves. Open your coat, Vic. We're putting the vials against our skin. Armpits and groin.
Got it. Wop, your face, your hands, you're starting to get white blisters. The frostbite is...
As bad as yours, Vic. Now let's get back in the air. We've only got a couple of hours of daylight left. Enough to get us to McLennan if we're lucky.
Good evening. You are listening to CJCA Radio Edmonton as we bring you more updates from the ground on the progress of the Mercy flight to Fort Vermilion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, while most of you listening have been tucked away into your living rooms with a warm fire and your slippers on, hot tea in hand, looking out the window at the raging blizzard, our brave souls in the sky have been battling the storm head on. We have learned that Warp May and Vic Horner landed early last night in McLennan and spent the evening there. We have learned from a local doctor that their condition, physical condition, was reported to be quite poor, with significant frostbite damage. And now business.
The opening. Did you hear that, Albert? Those poor fellows. Why, I don't even think they should have been sent. You know, I'm not alone in saying that, Albert.
You sure aren't. It's all anyone's talking about. Did you see the headlines in the paper? Race against death. What price for human life? These pilots might have been sent to their death. Gosh, I don't know, Annie.
Well, I'm going to write a letter. The government should know that there are those of us who feel that these boys were sent on a suicide mission.
And they accept it. Courage, Annie. They've got it in spades. And so should we. They'll make it.
Albert, we're losing the signal.
Now just give it a sec. I've got the magic touch.
It must be getting worse out there.
It's the storm, Annie. Signal can't get through.
Albert, I think we should say a word for those boys.
You are listening to Mercy Flight, Episode 1 from the RCAF Foundation's podcast series, Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. Stories based on actual events from a century of history in the RCAF.
Wop, you all right?
Can make it.
Wop!
We can make it.
Wop, I'm gonna pray.
There.
What?
Peace River, there. Is that a runway?
Not a runway. They just shoveled the river. I can see them. I think they want us to land there, on the ice. It's ice, Wop. Sheer ice. We don't have skis.
I can do it.
Wop, we don't have skis.
We've got wheels. I can do it.
are?
Why aren't they getting out?
They aren't moving. Doc, what do we do?
Get up there and help them out of the cockpit. They're probably half frozen. Hurry, there's no time to waste. WAP, Vic, I'm Dr. Hammond. Oh God, you're not well. Can you move, son? The serum, where is it? You're patting your coat. Let me open it. Why, the serum vials. They've got the vaccine in their clothing. Quick, help. Take these vials. Careful. And you, help these men. They're too weak to move. You too. They need to be carried. So much frostbite damage. See that these men are kept warm and their blisters dressed. I'm very sorry, boys, but I can't stay to treat you. I've got to get these vaccines to Fort Vermilion and Little Red River, now.
Doctor, the dog sled team is ready to take the vaccine the rest of the way to Fort Vermilion.
Pack it tightly, and hurry.
Friends, we have for 5 days past now been gathering by the radio, together listening, wondering, worrying, and praying for the safe return of our heroic pilots from their Mercy flight. As you know, our pilots departed Fort Vermilion 2 days ago, but with a tank full of the only available fuel, automobile, we were informed that the aeroplane engine became severely damaged as a result, and Warp and Vic were forced to land in Peace River. Well, listeners, after 2 days, this morning we have received word of a significant update, which may offer a ray of hope or instill fear. This morning, January 6, 1929, we have confirmed news that our heroes have begun the final leg of their journey back home to Edmonton. But, ladies and gentlemen, they do so in the midst of minus 34 degree weather and an unrelenting and vicious snowstorm. And now, news from America.
Did you hear that, Annie? They're coming home this afternoon.
In a raging storm, Albert. You couldn't even get the garbage out this morning.
I got it out.
Well, I just wish there was some way to show them how proud we are, how much we care.
Say, why don't we show them?
What? How?
Let's go.
Where?
To Blatchford Field.
Of course. We'll be there when they land. Get your heavy coat and a scarf.
I'll see if the neighbors want to go.
And bring an extra hat this time.
All right. We'll all be hanging on to our hats, Annie.
We're getting close, Vic. We're getting close. Dropping below the cloud ceiling.
What? What is that? Are those
people? People. My God, there must be...
thousands.
For what?
For us, WAP. For us.
Prepare for landing.
They're running to the plane.
I can't risk hitting anyone. I'll taxi to the end of the runway and cut the engine there.
WAP, they'll want to speak to us.
I know. Just want to get in from the cold. We did it, Vic. We did it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to a radio broadcast from CJCA in Edmonton. I'm sure many of you listeners are warming your hands by the hearth and throwing your boots on the radiator after greeting our hero pilots, Warp May and Vic Horner, at Blatchford Field this afternoon. A crowd of 10,000 citizens, just like yourselves, stood in freezing temperatures to welcome them home. Of course, our pilots endured exponentially worse conditions and desired only warmth and rest, just as we all do. Congratulations to Warp May and Vic Horner on their successful Mercy flight. And now, listeners, we are pleased to return to our musical program from this evening. Here is the Welsh Male Voice Choir singing There's a Long, Long Trail A-Winding.
There's a long, long trail a-winding. to the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and are white on the beams.
There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true. Till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Wat May and Vic Horner's heroic Mercy Flight in January 1929 drew international attention to the vital work of Canadian bush pilots. Not long after, May and Horner started Commercial Airways. Among other services, they inaugurated the first airmail delivery in the Arctic. May would, over the course of the next decade, carry out many more Mercy flights under adverse conditions, and would later create the first pararescue training squad in Canada during the Second World War. Mercy Flight was written by Sarah Moyle and produced by Jason Wilson. It featured the voices of Michelle Diamond, Jeremy Diamond, Madryn McCabe, Christy Peake, Vince Reel, James Strawn, and Jason Wilson. The episode was recorded at Jesse's Jazz Cafe in Toronto and was engineered, mixed, and mastered by Marge Giammarco. The music was written and performed by Jason Wilson and his band. Excepting There's a Long, Long Trail A-Winding, written by Stoddard King and Alonzo Elliott, and performed by Jason Wilson.
Explore some of the other episodes from this podcast series, including The Parabells.
Okay, there's wreckage down by that clearing. Coming in as low as we can here. Now, jump!
You've got this, Gracie.
Arch 1000, 2000, 3000, check 1000. Chute is open. Oh, God. I feel like I'm falling faster than I did in training. Must be all this extra heavy gear. Whoa! Oh, no! My harness! It's slipping!
This episode is part of the podcast series Pathway to the Stars, Tales of Rescue. The executive producers were Jeremy Diamond and Jennifer Blake. The series was made possible thanks to the kind support of Air Canada and Veterans Affairs Canada. For more information, visit rcaffoundation.ca.